Take note, St. Louis. It's time for journalism at its finest.
You journalists and your irresponsible reporting.
Presenting The Writer's Block.
It is a new era!
Featuring three of our town's finest sports scribes.
Cut the words and print it. This is a family newspaper.
Benjamin Hockman.
I'm not going to answer questions from the Post-Dispatch.
Derek Gould.
If you disagree with that, write that you disagree with it.
And Ben Fredrickson.
You were the Dispatch, too.
Yup!
I don't understand this.
The Writer's Block on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into The Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select. I'm Ben Fredrickson of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, here alongside trusty producer Chris Gardner, and our board op, Brendan the Haircut Schaefer. Hope everybody's having a good day. We got a big show planned today.
Yeah.
Big show.
Okay.
Were you able to get that Sanctuary song queued up for the show later?
Yeah, I do.
All right. We were jamming to my favorite hymn.
Earlier.
We were reminiscing about moments that we've had on the show. Obviously, this is our last week being on air, and one of the storylines that kind of – I don't even know how Sanctuary came out. I think I told the story about how I had attempted to try out for show choir in middle school. I had a song prepared that I was going to sing. Then I left the lyrics at home, and I had to sing the Star Spangled Banner, and I it was brutal, and I didn't get into show choir, unfortunately. Well, probably fortunately, now that I look back on it. But the song I was prepared to sing, we have it queued up and ready to play today.
So that would have put you in show choir if you would have sang
Sanctuary instead of the Star Spangled Banner. My life would have been different if I was in show choir.
That's a lot to think about.
Wow.
The kind of a butterfly effect, right? Kyle Schwarber was in show choir.
Good point.
Things worked out.
I did
okay
do chorus in eighth grade, but by then I was so far behind. They either made me take chorus or band. So I took chorus, and my buddy and I changed all of the words to one of the songs we played, made the teacher cry.
Nipple Creek, right?
Yeah, going down to Nipple Creek as opposed to Cripple Creek. We thought Cripple Creek was offensive.
Yeah.
So we changed it to
You changed it to Nipple Creek.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we could say that on the air.
Yeah. Well, you did now.
Last week, and I still don't know what I can say.
Yeah, you're never going to figure
it out. We are going to talk some sports on today's show as well, though. We'll break down the Cardinals' Pecota predictions. Pecota is out. What does that stand for again? Nobody knows?
I was going to come up with something clever
that talked about how bad it is,
but then there were too many letters.
So, yeah, we have some beef with Pecota, I guess. They're not real high on the Cardinals, from what I've gathered this morning.
Yeah.
So they're not real high on the Cardinals. They're not real high on the Cardinals' defense. We'll debate that, maybe see if we can look at any things to monitor in those numbers, and then we'll kind of look at how they have predicted the Cardinals in the past. That'll be some fun discussion. We're going to talk with Jeff Gordon, columnist at STLTA.com and the Post-Dispatch at 12:45. Talk to him about the Blues win last night. Blues won 2-0. That new guy played okay.
Which one?
Kenny.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Agostino?
Yes.
Okay.
How about that?
It's Kenny.
Do we need to call him Kenny A?
Is he already a one-name guy?
I mean, there aren't too many hockey players named Kenny, are there?
I can't think of many.
I think Kenny. I like the one name.
I can't think of any.
It's kind of like Nail, but hopefully better.
Yeah, there aren't many players named Nail either.
That's Derek Gould who just texted in. He just landed in West Palm Beach, so he's gonna call in later in the show as well.
Oh, okay.
So Derek has boots on the ground for spring training. He'll be calling in this week from Jupiter as he sets the tone for Cardinals spring training. Players are trickling in down there, and Derek is on the scene, so we'll catch up with him later in the show as well. Of course, Gardner's grab bag to end the show, as always.
I do have a question here. You missed yesterday's show in which Benjamin Hockman, Haircut, and I talked a lot about Huey Lewis potentially playing the halftime show for Super Bowl 52. So next year's Super Bowl. That was a big discussion yesterday.
That took up the whole show, huh?
Well, it's part of the show.
Yeah, basically.
The majority of the show. But also... Benjamin came in and said his tummy hurt, and we were trying to let him know that he probably shouldn't say tummy, he should say stomach.
That was the other half of the show.
Did his stomach hurt, or was it his feelings?
It apparently was his tummy.
Okay.
So he's feeling somewhat better today. I checked on him this morning on Sport. I said, hey, Sport, how you feeling? Not your feelings, but just like, how's your tummy? and he's feeling...
he went to the emergency room?
Feeling better today.
Goodness.
So
I think he must have eaten too much kale. You know he has stomach problems when he eats the kale.
Yeah, I could see that happening, and I wouldn't be surprised if that was the simple diagnosis.
Goodness, we're going to have to... Maybe we can call in and check on him as well.
So, but I'm trying to figure out how to handle what he's been sending us as well this morning, because you mentioned our show meeting. We were basically listening to church hymnals.
We were getting... in the zone with church hymnals.
We listened to Sanctuary, and we actually all sang as well, Here I Am, Lord, which is my
I'm
second.
I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah, man.
You know that one?
Oh, of course.
What's your favorite church song?
Oh, let me get back to you.
See, mine's Jesus, Lamb of God, but I think Here I Am, Lord is a close second.
Did it's I sell nice you on song. Sanctuary while we were in there?
Sanctuary is a good song, too.
We listened to Sanctuary.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, then it's the same one.
Okay. Well, we'll play a little later in the show. But
so we were trying to focus on the hymns, and Hockman kept sending in photos. I mean, I can't.
I don't know if we can publish these or not is the question.
I think we have to get his permission first.
But they
we certainly
are,
can talk about them.
They're photos from his bar mitzvah.
Oh. Well,
and
because he sent us the email, and you got to know the context. He sent us an email this morning, and it says. I have oh my God. Dear Ben, this is Benjamin Ackman. I hope this email finds you well. I have a favor to ask. For our Celebrations magazine in the Jewish Light, we are putting together a picture page of famous Jewish St. Louisans at various celebrations in their lives. I wondered if you or your parents could electronically send us a picture of you from your bar mitzvah.
So,
and so that led to him sending us multiple pictures from his bar mitzvah, one of which is him holding some sort of, I don't know what this is, a flag of some kind. And he looks like
some
Liza Minnelli.
You went Liza
And then he
Minnelli?
Sent another picture of him reading a book. I assume that's a religious text. And you said he looked like a young Janet Reno.
Yeah, I thought he looked like a child, a Janet Reno. I don't know. Maybe it's the suit.
I think it's the glasses
wearer.
More than anything. Those are an interesting frame. Maybe you should bring those back. They're kind of back in style now, those big circle glasses.
So we've been getting pictures of Benjamin at his bar mitzvah this morning. So we've been distracted.
Perhaps the last tweet from the Writer's Block Twitter account can be just the photo of Hoxie and his bar mitzvah.
His bar mitzvah.
That can
we'll
be our fade to black.
Out. I think a lot of people would like to take a look at these. That's all I'm going to say about the pictures. They are very engaging.
They're something.
And will engage people to make comments.
Yeah, there's something if you want to text in about them. 855-282-8255. That's the text line. Maybe make an offer on what you would give to see the photos, and we can discuss this.
I think the last two photos would be there should be like three photos sent from the Twitter account as things close up, and that would be like one of Derek when he thought he was trying to be Rick. Like, what did he look like at that time?
Derek said the other day, his son Ian goes, Dad, have you had your midlife crisis yet? And I said, no. I said, when you start asking your son to call you Rick, we'll know you're in your midlife crisis.
That's the time? That's the marker. So, like that, a photo of something like that, and then, of course, Hockman's bar mitzvah photo, and then, obviously, the one that we really want to send out would be you with the mohawk holding the kittens
the
by
kittens
the neck.
Picture.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's...
Gotta true. Have it.
I think that might be lost.
No, I think it's on the mantle
what?
At your mother's house.
I don't know.
That's my understanding. It's like on a desk or something. It's like...
Displayed.
It's displayed at her house.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll email her.
Yeah, you can reach out. Good luck.
So.
Good luck. All right, so should we dive into the Blues or the Pecota predictions?
Why don't we do Pecota right away, just because I don't see any fires or anything outside yet.
Are you waiting for the sale?
I'm wondering how the B-Fib are reacting to Pecota projecting the Cardinals to have 77 wins.
What's your reaction, haircut?
I mean, it's they're wrong every time
about the
Cardinals.
Inaccurate.
They're no good.
Okay.
No, these projections, like I am trying to find on my computer right now. I did my predictions for what the 2016 season would look like before the season began, and want to go back and see how I did. And I'm sure it was just as good as what is it?
Pecota.
North Pecota.
Oh wow, that's a shot at Nate Silver.
I'm just saying. I don't. Oh, is Nate Silver behind this too?
He's
is
the
that?
One who created the system.
How about
yeah.
that? Well, that
oh,
explains
see, this, that now he's going to debunk Pakoda using the election.
No, well, because that was like a thing he wrote today, and I was reading it, talking. Well, no, I'm sorry, not Pakoda, but he was comparing the election to the Super Bowl and how unlikely it all was and whatever. But one of the lines in the piece that he wrote said, "If you trust the model." And so I like took a screenshot and highlighted that part and said, that's where you lost me.
You but don't trust the model.
No. The whole idea that the Super Bowl, the probability was 0.002 or whatever it was when it was at its most. Not, I don't know. I'm not into it. Well, I'm not feeling it.
I'm with you. We've gotten to a point where we're trying to predict things that are unpredictable, and
like
a waste
it's the
of
middle of
predict.
The game.
Like the percentage of win. I mean that Super Bowl stuff is crazy. It can't factor in that Tom Brady is on the field, and the fact that Tom Brady
it obviously
is
doesn't
one
factor
of the best,
in
is the best quarterback of all time. So
yeah,
I'm with you on that to some degree, but I do think there is some value in the Pakoda prediction. I mean, Nate Silver's a smart guy. People in baseball they pay attention to these things. I don't think they necessarily base decisions off of them, but they're certainly another thing to talk about as we get closer to spring training, and they do have some value for people who don't. Chris, know what Pakoda means or understand the way it works. Can you give us a boilerplate on what they are?
No.
Come on!
It's a projection.
No, but what do they use? No one even knows?
Well, here,
they use their brains, I'm sure.
Here's one thing why, like, haircut before the show. I don't even know if you mentioned this on here yet. You said the Cardinals aren't looked upon kindly by some of these projections.
Yeah, I've got to find the exact numbers, right. But okay. Basically a full standard deviation they have over the past decade plus rank the Cardinals below what their actual output was.
Okay, and I want to give a boilerplate. People are going, what are they talking about? Because this is how if I hear a word, if, you know, a stat that I don't understand, I black out and I go into just my eyes glaze over and I pass out. So I have an explanation here for people who are wondering what the heck we're talking about. Now my computer says a virus has been detected when I tried to look up the definition
See?
Of Pakoda.
See.
But I'm willing to do this for the
Devil's numbers.
I'm willing to do this for the listeners. Basically, it's projected stats various players will have in 2017 based on their career arc and historical data. It stands for Player Empirical Comparison and Optimization Test Algorithm. Man, that's good stuff.
You said all those words
Say it
correctly.
Again. Say it again.
Player Empirical Comparison and Optimization
Test Algorithm. Oh, there it was. He did good the first time, though, Chris.
Let's try a fun nugget.
Man, that is just, they try to make this stuff. They try to turn people off of this stuff, don't they?
So that you don't ask questions.
Yeah, no, really. I think they
That's
think
what
they
you
are.
Do.
And if you have a good definition of what exactly goes into this, please send it to us. We'd be happy to read it. But here's what they predict for the Central. They have, of course, the Cubs winning with 91 wins. They have the Pirates coming in second, 81-81, going .500. The Brewers going 76-86, tied with the Cardinals at 76-86. And the Reds coming in last, 74.
So they've dropped them? I thought it was 77 this morning. I know they change over time, so it's hard to find.
So if you believe...
So first of all, to begin, they don't stick with what they do at the start. Like, it's going to change as spring approaches. So trying
it's
to
like
go
bracketology.
Back, yeah, trying to go back years in past to see how they did, it's kind of hard to do because every numbers you'll find, there will be a different one because it got edited and updated. So it's kind of hard to do that, first of all.
How did they already update it?
I don't know. I've seen, like Ben Fred said, 76. I've seen 77.
They've already lost a win?
Going last year, I looked, and there were differences between the final and the initial.
See, here's what they've done now, too. I mean, this thing, looking at it this morning, had the Cardinals as like the, I think it was the second worst defensive team, according to their evaluations.
Yeah, I did not like the defense. I saw a negative number, and it was a large number in comparison to everybody else.
And also what goes into their projections a lot, they love predictors. Like, here's one thing. Fielding independent pitching, when you hear that, that's a predictor to me. Sometimes people like to use that as a reason why people should win awards, like Keith Law tried to do some years ago. It's not what actually happened. It's telling you certain things about your pitcher to individualize him to let you know where he might be heading, which is why I don't like when people use it necessarily for awards because it's a predictor. It's kind of mythical.
I'm with you.
Don't use that metric necessarily to say, hey, here's why a guy should win an award because here, look at this. Well,
his ERA was 5. That's not actually necessarily what happened. It was 3. That's amazing.
Like, you can't ignore what actually happened, the reality. So you use certain things as predictors. What Fielding Independent Pitching despises necessarily is ground balls. They like the pitcher to do it himself, right? Because Fielding Independent Pitching, what it does is it's telling you, if you take away the fielders, how a pitcher is going to fare. Or they're trying to individualize it as much as possible. So they don't like getting your defense involved. So what the Pecota has here is they are evaluating the Cardinals as a very poor defensive team. And they also look at ground balls in terms of your pitching staff, which the Cardinals, we've known the history for them, and that they've liked to do that ever since Tony La Russa and Dave Duncan were around. So there's another thing that would go against them, even though it might be to their philosophy to do so. So it doesn't necessarily make sense to say, hey, we're going to dock you for what you're trying to do. You might disagree with that philosophy, but the numbers folks don't necessarily like that as a philosophy. So they disagree with the thinking of a team to begin with, and that's going to be a negative on them. That's not necessarily right, and that's not taken into account.
If you are a believer in Pecota, your division leaders are the Red Sox, the Indians, the Astros, the Mets, the Cubs, and the Dodgers. I mean, if you look at the breakup, I mean, I've been trying to, as we get closer to spring training, I've gone through and read up on each team in the division. You can't make a case that the Brewers are going to be as good of a team as the Cardinals. I mean, you can't look at that and say that the Reds are going to be two wins short of tying the Cardinals. I mean, you just don't have the players. Both of those teams are in the middle of different stages of a rebuild. Now, the Pirates, I don't think the Pirates are going to be as big of a contender this year, but history tells us to not write those guys off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got to move McCutcheon around in the outfield. They don't have the depth that they're going to need to be right there in the end. But to me, it's going to be the same thing it almost always has been in the Central in recent years, where you have basically three teams. You have the Cubs, who right now they're the far and away favorite, and they're going to have to probably have some injury concerns for any team to be able to catch them. And then you're going to have the Cardinals and the Pirates kind of duking it out behind them. But to say the Brewers are going to be as good as the Cardinals, that just kind of, I guess the numbers say what the numbers say, but that kind of betrays common sense when you look at what their teams have.
Well, look, I mean, today as well, USA Today did their win totals for the Cardinals as well, and they put them, you know, in the high 80s. That's not using a metric. It's just simply saying, hey, here's what we think.
Yeah, because that's how you do it with your gut.
Gut shit!
That's what gives you accurate answers. I tell you what, Chris, looking...
Are you saying hands down?
I'm saying hands down. Go with the gut and forget all these numbers and these newfangled technologies. Chris, I'm looking back at my predictions from 2016, and I can guarantee you I didn't miss a team by 23 games the way mm-hmm. Pecota did with the Tampa Bay Rays.
That was a bad one.
I didn't do that.
They predicted the Rays to win the American League East.
Put up the flag, baby. Fly that pennant down there in Tampa.
But if you're going to say that, you also have to say that they did very well in their projection for the Cleveland Indians last
year. They did.
Year.
That was something not a lot of people saw coming.
Here's what you need to say when you're talking, is you need to say you have an agenda against math.
I have an agenda against math. Clip that off.
And then you can go on with your opinion.
Yeah. No.
Be fair to everyone. Let them know why you're saying what you're saying, and then say it.
Here's what I'll say, because I was jesting a little bit there. But what I really think about these projections is that obviously they're really hard to do. I mean, we're talking about predicting the future. That's tough. And obviously, most of the...
Unless you have a crystal.
Exactly. Most of these predictions kind of skew toward the middle. As you'll see, there's nobody predicting anybody to win 100 games, even though the Cubs just did that last year. A lot of the times, you don't see too much variation in either direction because you're trying to go toward the middle. And that makes sense. But I don't know. I just don't think that the projections that we're seeing are necessarily that much more accurate than somebody that knows the game of baseball looking at it and saying, okay, here's the teams I think. Because you mentioned before the show, they got all the National League teams correct last year with the Pecota, correct?
Who made the playoffs.
Right, who made the playoffs. And that probably wasn't that hard to do. I mean, people knew the Dodgers were good. People knew the Cubs were good. We assumed the Nationals were good, and you had maybe the Cardinals. A lot of people might have thought they'd have been better than the Giants, but by and large, it wasn't probably that difficult to get those correct. You know what I mean? Like, so, if you know baseball, have any idea about the
history.
You
know baseball?
I'm saying I have a fairly decent grasp on baseball, probably. Yeah, I'm looking at my predictions, and who did I have? I had the Dodgers winning their division, the Cubs winning their division, the Nationals winning their division, and I had the Mets and Giants as the wild cards. Is that what happened? I had the, and I had Pittsburgh. I had Pittsburgh tied with losing a tiebreaker to the Mets to make the wild card game. So I was off on that.
Right.
But you know, I think these projections, a lot of times you can kind of use your common sense.
Here's what you say: for everyone you find that's going to hit, you're going to find one that's going to miss.
Well, even the projection systems don't know what to make of the Cardinals. And Pacoda's saying the Cardinals are going to have a losing season. They've had, it would be their first one since 2007,
mm-hmm. Which something like that.
It's kind of hard to believe that when you look at some of the moves they made in the offseason, just the way the division is as a whole. I mean, I know they struggled against the Reds last year, so you don't take anything for granted there, but just it seems a little off. What's interesting is the Cardinals have Pacoda predicts 77 wins. The Steamer predictions, which Fangraphs uses, has the Cardinals for 84 wins and second in the division.
I think that's a lot closer.
Which is just, it's just interesting how they come up with such different viewpoints. Also, the Pacoda thinks, it basically says none of the Cardinals starters will be average. That includes Wainwright, Leake, Carlos Martinez, saying the Cardinals rotation is not going to be an average or even an average rotation in baseball, which Steamer, which Fangraphs uses, is much more high on the Cardinals rotation, especially Carlos Martinez. So those are just kind of some differences that, you know, based on what
and
they
like
put
I
into the
said,
gumbo of the formula, I think I'm probably, maybe I'm a honk here, but I think the Cardinals are probably going to be closer to the Fangraphs prediction.
So
than
there's
the
a little bit of the difference you're pointing out Pacoda there. Prediction. Like I had mentioned, focusing on the staff
mm-hmm.
and what they tend to do or what they are.
One of them respects the ground ball maybe a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
and that just happens to be the strength of what the Cardinals do.
So, I mean, you can't ignore what a team is looking to accomplish. Like, just because you don't like it, that's their philosophy with certain guys. Like, I don't necessarily need to go tell Carlos Martinez, hey, why don't we try and get this guy out in at least just three pitches? Unless, of course, he's trying to get what he did last year when he induced, the most double plays in the National League. He has that ability if he needs to go that route. But you can't ignore what they're trying to accomplish. And if they do, you think they would be successful. Now, where it's saying they might not be is because if they go that route, if they stick with that philosophy, they might feel that the defense behind them isn't up to par.
Well, that's the biggest, the most interesting thing to me is I think Carlos Martinez is going to be better than average. I think Adam Wainwright, I mean, I've said this before, Adam Wainwright's going to have to be dead and buried before I don't think he can come out and be better
than
average.
Probably a good way to approach it.
I'm talking like for an extended period of time. So I won't write him off before he's done. Also, the thing that jumps out, you're right, Chris, is the defense, because that to me is the biggest question for this team entering the season, entering spring training. That's where that defensive identity is going to be formed. And you heard Matheny and some of the guys talk about it last year when they had with their booting balls at spring, and they said, well, you know, this isn't something to worry about carrying over. This is something that we'll get it figured out. And they never did, and they were in a hole by the time they started to look better in that capacity. And then sometimes when the infield started to improve, the outfield fell apart. So to me, the defense is the fact that it's so down on the Cardinals' defense is that's the most alarming thing that I take from this, because that's got to be something that gets better, because you have a ground ball pitching staff, you still have a ground ball pitching staff, and there were some guys that were significantly hurt by that defense last year. And they didn't make extensive changes to it. You put Dexter Fowler in the outfield, so your outfield should improve by moving Randall. But you're banking on Colton and Aledmys to improve. And there's no new blood there, and they're asking those guys to step up. So the defense is concerning. Certainly fun to debate it. We'll probably do it more throughout the show here. We'll take a quick break.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
A few texts here real quick.
Oh, no.
I'm not even going to look over them to see if I need to edit them. From Carlos Danger, Ben Fred.
Anymore.
Thanks for being the PC social justice warrior at Smith Cotton. Cripple is offensive and outdated. Nipple is a correct and acceptable anatomical term. Fight the good fight, fun nugget.
That's inspiring. This one says, last night while listening to Huey Lewis and the news, I used extensive math to predict the Writer's Block will have its most successful year in 2017. I like this one from 6-1 Great.
Oh.
Do you guys ever wonder why your show is getting canceled? Tune in now.
Hunchback of Vaughn Castle. Pacoda is the sound people from Jefferson County make when they try to say Dakota.
Here's Hunchback of Mount Castle again. I found the Pacoda. It's a, I think that's a picture of dog feces in a box. That's interesting.
And Ray King, thanks for the photos of The Rock.
Oh, appreciate that, Ray.
And Carlos Danger, thanks for the photo of Janet Reno. That's all.
Goodness. Oh, here's one more, and then we'll go to Ray. Someone has asked me, will your consumption of gas station triangle sandwiches increase dramatically once the show is done for good since you won't be working at noon anymore?
Yeah.
Actually, it will decrease because I guess I'll have more time on my hands, so I would probably eat a more nutritious meal. I've been to the gym once since we found out the show's getting canceled.
Yeah, I talked to you right after that, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know why you called me on the weekend. You broke the one rule that we had for the show.
Yeah. All right, whatever.
All right, quick break.
We're house sitting just down the street from you now.
Oh, is that what you were going to tell me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll come over.
Because like what I've realized... What I realized, because it's a real nice house.
Yeah.
You know, since, like,
let's come over and trash it.
Three-story place. It's great. I realized this.
Party.
Like,
what's the address?
I'm poor. So, like, house sitting is like vacation for
people. No doubt. You're hoping
so it's like I'm on vacation right now. It's fantastic.
You're not going through their drawers, are you?
No. I did all my laundry there last night. That way I don't have to get them quarters out. That saved me $15 this week alone.
Look at you, man. Living the high life. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select on the all-new 590 The Fan 105.7 Nation. Tune in at STL.com.